You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the new episode of Black Educated and Intimidating. It's your girl, Shantae and Lex. We're here today to talk about the X effect. So we'll be talking about, we tell you guys about our current dating life, like the dates that we've been on and like the guys that we've been dating for the past like couple weeks or whatever. But today we want to kind of like take it back, like do a little throwback episode, talk about the past, how the past affects the present, and also talk about just our dating experiences and our past relationships as well. But before we start with that, we kind of wanted to play a game. We wanted to do like an icebreaker. And this game is called Truth or Drink. And the point of the game is you get the question. We either can tell the truth or we take a drink to it. So it's a fun game. And for everybody, like this is something you can download, you know, like an app on the app stores or whatever. It was free and it was something that was fun. It was like an icebreaker. So I got it on my phone and I thought it would be fun to bring to the podcast.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the first question is, which is your favorite sex position? You want to go first, Lex?
Of course. So my favorite, I would have to say missionary, only because that's how I achieve my orgasms the best. So that's my favorite right there. So I don't got a drink.
My favorite is the same. It's missionary. I just like it because it's personal, it's close, it's intimate.
Yes, it is. So sensual.
So, and you know, like y'all bodies are like touching and you can look them in the eye. So that's why that's my favorite position.
Okay. Well, we both didn't have to drink.
So the next question, we're going to do three questions. The next question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever said during sex?
I'm going to have to drink.
Oh, really? Was it that bad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know.
I'll tell you later.
So, she said, what's missionary?
Missionary is when you're on your back. The woman is on her back.
Yeah. So, the worst thing I've ever said, like, okay, so somebody be like, is this my pussy? Like, I say, like, no. I think that's, like, not the nicest thing I could say. But it's kind of like, what else could I say? I'd be like, oh, it's mine or something like that.
No, I just ignore it with that. I hate that question. Honestly.
Yeah, it's kind of like, don't ask me that. You know, I don't even like you.
The other one I hate the most is, did you come?
Ugh.
Please don't ask me that.
Please don't.
Because I probably didn't.
So, okay. So, the last question is, what is the worst way you've ruined an intimate moment?
Oh, I had my experience with the numbing spray.
Okay. So that's the worst experience?
My worst. Did I share that with them already?
I don't remember,
but long story short.
I ain't gonna take a drink because I ain't got
to
drink.
I had used some numbing spray to try to, you know, take my boo down. And it just literally went down the wrong pipe and I literally had to run and throw up. Like, everywhere. And he was just, like, standing there naked, holding my hair, like, babe, you all right? And I'm just looking stupid.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. So I threw that numbing spray away. I would never do that again.
That's, like, definitely can ruin the moment. I'm not going to say mine. I'm just going to drink because mine is horrible. Like, it's...
Do I know about it?
You do know. It's, like, you know what it is.
Okay. Well, we have to talk about that after the show.
So, yeah, I just took a drink because I don't want to answer that question because it's just very embarrassing. And I wish I could just take it back, but I can't. But anyway.
That's the last one?
Yeah, that's the last question. So now we're going to go into our dating stories for the week. Do you have any dating stories to share? Because I have one, I think.
I am so lame and it's so embarrassing because I have not been on a date in so long.
You have? So when's... Okay, so the last date was...
But I didn't get to share with them... The details of Bumble.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I was seeing this one guy, and I'm so irritated because I really thought I had a little thing going, but he was very irritating after a while. But we went on 5 dates in a row, like, And I really thought it was like, okay, I got me a little boo now. But he was cool. He was different. He was very smart. Like, I just, like, that's what I'd be looking for. But I have to get into detail about all of that, the stuff that went wrong on a whole nother episode. Because I'm going to need some time. But
when dating apps go horribly wrong.
So, yeah, I definitely enjoyed him for the time being because he was definitely fun and wanted to go out all the time. But y'all know me. Don't nothing last with me. So I'll talk about that later.
I wouldn't say nothing lasts, but, you know, it's just sometimes that's how life goes, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, there's people here for seasons, and that's really it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about my dating, like, the date that I went on. And I also want to talk about just, like, dating life in general a little mm-hmm. bit.
Okay,
so I went on a date on Sunday. That was Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. I met a guy at the strip club, y'all, so... Very ghetto environment, but it was fun. I had fun. I met him at the strip club, and then, you know, he was like, I want to take you out. And then for some odd reason, I don't know, the youngin's been after me. Like,
he was young? We never got to talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, he's 26.
So this is the first time I'm hearing about it too, y'all.
Yeah, so.
He's not too young.
No, he's not that young. So he walked up to us because Alex was with me when I met him, and he just was like, you know, I want to take you out. So I'm just like, yeah, whatever, you know, because that's what we always hear. So the next day he texts me and he's just like, yeah, you know, like, let me know when you finish with your homework, like, because I still want to take you out today with whatever you want to do, whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. So we went to the hookah bar first because I just was like, something that's chill. I could see if I, like, you know, you could hold a conversation if, you know, I don't want it to be nothing that we doing too much and then you just annoying me and then I feel like I just got to hurry up and go home.
Right.
So we left there and then we went to Lucky Strike, which is in Novi. And we went there. We bowled. I kicked his ass.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
So we played three games because it was like best out of three. So I won the first game by like 50 points. Like, no,
he can't bowl at all.
But no, before we went, he just was like showing me all these videos of him bowling strikes and all that.
So he probably was like, what?
He kept saying, like, you must think I'm a liar. I'm like, no, I saw you bowling the strikes.
It was a video, so.
But I mean, I was just like, maybe you nervous because of me. Like, maybe I'm making you nervous. But I was kicking his ass. And then in the second game, he won. And then the third game, I came back strong and I had to win again. So
you won. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. And I just was like, maybe I just was competitive. Girl, I broke my nail. Look at my...
Super competitive. You was trying to show off. You like him.
I broke my thumbnail just playing too much. But so, yeah, so that was a nice little date. Like, it was fun. It was good. But just in general, like, dating, it's just been, like, as usual, a roller coaster. I don't know. Like, guys are just strange. I have one guy that hates my guts secretly. Mm-hmm. He, like, talks about me subliminally.
Oh, we talking about the same person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's weird. It's awkward. He makes posts about me on social media and then pretends like he didn't. Ooh. Stuff like that. So
he's going to hear this.
Oh, he's going to hear this. And he's going to know it's about him. Then I'm like, no, I'm talking in general. Like you always be doing. So, yeah. So I have that. And then, you know, it's just like a couple guys here and there.
I'm like so bad. I don't have nothing.
And it's just really honestly, like, it's most people I just, like, talk to on the phone, like, or FaceTime, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, I'm kind of busy, too, because of school, so I would take a little bit of the blame. Like,
yeah.
A lot of times, just, like, I just really don't have the energy or the you know, the wherewithal to just want to go out and do something or be around them. Like, I would really rather be around my friends in my free time.
And that's
or
crazy,
my family.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, it's like, when I'm free, I would rather be around y'all and my family than
Cause
them.
Dudes be on, ugh, I hate it here.
Yeah, it's like, kind of, what type of time you on? Like, I don't want to be around you. Like, you're
just weird.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, it's a couple, like,
potentials.
No, I wouldn't even say potentials. Just like phone calls when I'm bored.
Yeah.
And that's it. The young bae, he's been around.
Oh, from last episode?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been around.
Y'all need to link up again.
I know, we do. He didn't hear our first episode. I want him to hear it, but then I'm kind of like, I don't want you to hear how nervous I am around you. So,
yeah.
Eek.
BDE.
Yeah, BDE is radiating. So, yeah. So that's where I've been at lately.
Well, lucky you. I haven't been on a date since Bumble, honestly.
Well, we're going to change that.
Tonight.
Yeah, we're going to change that because, okay, I'm just, Lex got to go out on a date.
Yeah.
But make sure you go on a second date so at least.
I've been going on second dates lately, though.
Okay, well, keep it going.
Yeah.
Maybe a third.
I don't really make it to second dates, honestly, but we'll see how it goes.
Because you always find something. I just be like, okay, he was fun. Like, let's do this
girl,
again.
And I will literally find a flaw in every new person but will accept all of my ex's behavior. Like, are you retarded?
And it's like flawed.
Like very flawed.
To the max. Mm. Anyway, speaking of exes, we're going to talk about the ex effect. So we're going to talk about our last relationships, past dating experiences, good and bad. What's the best quality that we've learned about ourselves from past experience? And what's the biggest flaw that we learned about ourselves? Also, does our past affect how we date going forward? And what's the things that we do and don't do differently while dating because of our past experiences?
Okay.
So let's start off with the overview of our last relationships. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Wait, give me the good news or the bad news. Which one you want first? The bad news.
Exactly. So my ex situation is, I ain't going to say all bad news, but it's enough bad news. So I really wasn't going to take today to talk about him because I feel like he don't even deserve the satisfaction to be on my podcast.
Do he listen to our podcast?
Absolutely not. He's not tech savvy. He's 40, so.
Okay.
Thank God.
So he ain't going to know.
Mm-mm. So basically, I was with somebody for, a year and a half. It was not always all bad. I won't say he was just the worst person in the world because it wasn't like that because obviously it was a reason why I loved him. But me and TN2 get comfortable. So I felt like he got very comfortable. And I say that because he was going through a tough time and he had just got out of a long-term relationship like right before I met him, and I always told him, like, you know, you don't have to do this with me. Like, we can wait, you know, get to know each other, figure things out, because I understand you was with this girl forever. But I still, I don't know what made me do that, honestly. Like, that was the first red flag. Like,
you was with somebody for 55 years, yeah, and all you want to date 2 weeks later.
Yeah, uh-uh. And it's just like, what was I thinking?
Go heel, Buster.
Yeah, so, basically, long story short, he just became super comfortable and I just wasn't, like, I'm the type of person, like, I feel like my man is supposed to be the head. Like, you're supposed to be leading me and I follow. Like, I gave you an opportunity to get yourself together and you didn't. But I guess my flaw in that would be I knew that he didn't get his shit together. So, but I still stayed with him and threw it over his head every chance that I could get.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the flaw.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So that's just the gist of, like, what I went through. I'm not giving him no more fame than that. So,
that's it. Two minutes and you done, sir. You done.
That's just really that. But, hey, I guess everything is a lesson, though, I feel like. Definitely. I don't regret it at all. I met some beautiful kids out of that situation. But it's time to move on.
She said met, not made. Met.
Oh, it sounded like I said, oh, no, definitely didn't made. I mean,
didn't make. I ain't made nothing.
Oh, my God, no. Not made. Didn't make anything. Met some beautiful kids. I can't go out like that.
Lex was a stepmama.
But that's it. That's the only beautiful thing that came from that.
Mm-hmm. At least something beautiful came from it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to give like a quick little 2 minutes too, real fast.
Because I'm sure she need 4 hours.
Uh-uh. So my last relationship was 4 years. And we have been broken up for about a year now. It was pretty good. I met him in Pittsburgh. I was there for a few years. You know, as you with somebody, I think, like Alexis said, sometimes people get comfortable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, things get, you know, just, I wouldn't say stale, but just like people just get too comfortable and used to something. And we kind of just split, like,
yeah.
You know, it was a good relationship overall, but the way it ended was just kind of like terrible.
I don't think y'all ended that bad, though. like most people.
I mean, in the end, like, we wasn't, like, throwing knives at each other or nothing like that. But, like, the way I felt at the end.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Was really bad. Yeah. I mean, we're still okay. We're still, like, I wouldn't say friends, but we communicate here and there.
You wouldn't say friends? I was super say friends.
Super say friends?
Yeah.
Super?
Super. What?
Wow, she's giving him way more credit than he deserves right now. But okie dokie. He's going to hear this, but like, we friends. We more than friends. Oh, wow. Mm-mm. Like, he's going to think the door is wide open. But yeah, I mean, yeah, we're cool. Mm-hmm. He's a decent person. So that's just how that is. I don't know. But yeah, I learned a lot in that relationship. I learned, you know, my flaws. I learned what I'm awesome at. And I was young. I mean, when we met, I was like 23. So,
yeah, 23 and now I'm like a totally different person.
Yeah, definitely. So, Alexis just burped, y'all, like so loud in the microphone.
I told myself last time too that I was not gonna get this quirk because that's how I felt last episode.
Please don't edit this out.
Oh my God.
Because what was that, young man?
Anyway, moving on. Leave me alone.
Okay. So now we still talk about past dating experiences, good and bad. I think we always talk about our dating experiences. A lot of times, I feel like they're, like, really horrible. Like, I just can't even think of a good one besides my ex.
Like, girl, I can't think of not one good one for me. I'm sorry. This is so sad. I think it's me.
No, I don't think it's you. No.
I looked in the camera, too, y'all. Like, I had to see if am I ugly?
Is it me or is it who? I think, okay. Okay, I really can't think of a good one.
That is so bad. I think it's the men here in Detroit.
Oh, it's definitely the... Oh, so, okay, we could talk about our past dating experience, like, over the last year. Like, overall, my past dating experiences this past year have been horrible. Horrific. Just, like, it's been the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm sure when I have kids, I'm going to still say the same thing, like, including childbirth. Because I just be like... Y'all can't be this dumb. Mm. Y'all can't be this slow. Y'all can't be this broke. Y'all can't be this ignorant.
Oh, Lord. Let the church say amen to this broke.
Hallelujah.
Why are y'all this broke?
This broke. Okay, you want to talk about brokenness? Because we could just go on a tangent real quick.
Because I'm tired of broke. I need help. I don't care how y'all
help
put it.
Me.
Y'all be like, oh, y'all got y'all shit together.
No, I don't.
I need help. I'm just sorry. If you can't help me, if you're not beneficial, you an issue.
And that's that.
I'm sick of it.
Because, I don't know, it's just like, it's funny because guys are just like so offended. I said this on the last episode. Guys be so offended. And I just really don't be understanding like why. First of all, somebody had posted something about, I saw somebody post this on Twitter. It said something about, y'all want somebody with money, but y'all don't be having money or something like that. And I just be wondering, like, y'all that be posting that, y'all don't be having no money. Exactly. Why do y'all care? Why do y'all be so mad? Because I say I want somebody that's rich. You not rich. So you don't, you shouldn't even care that I
you
want somebody.
You shouldn't even care.
You don't even fall into the category. So you shouldn't even be bothered by me wanting somebody
that's
rich.
I don't even listen. At this point in my life, I'm not even going to reach and say rich. I wish rich for sure.
Rich.
But even if you could.
Rich me, please.
Just help me out. Just help me. I don't care what you do with your money.
Anything. But my thing is, why is it bothering you?
Right.
That's something I am saying I want. And sometimes, you know, I be joking. You know, I be playing when I say, like, I want somebody that's rich. I mean, if you rich and you like me, I'm not going to turn you down. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, don't be mad because I said I want somebody that's rich. And you like, why y'all want somebody that's rich? Y'all ain't even got nothing. You not rich either. So you be quiet.
But my thing is, how don't we have anything? We have our own everything.
No, I mean, they just be saying, like, it comes from a point. I think that they be trying to say, like, they're rich. Like, they're the rich ones. And they're kind of like, why you want somebody who doing something for you that you can't do for yourself? But it's like, I want somebody that can do something for me that you can't do for me because you can't do it.
But see, no. I really hold you on a pedestal because, yeah, we got it like that. We able to afford nice things.
Exactly.
We're not rich, but we can afford nice things.
We live comfortably.
We live comfortably. Like,
but I just don't understand. Like, somebody was talking about gold diggers on I was watching something on live, and he was talking about gold. You don't have no gold to dig.
And that's just that on that. Sorry. You don't.
So why are you pressed? But anyway.
Like a panini.
Anyway, so yeah, over the past year, that's what I've been experiencing. Just like a lot of bums. You know, like not a lot of men, like not a lot of gentlemen or guys who think that they're good guys and they're really not good guys. Like, I think they're worse than guys who know that they trash.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there. I think guys who know that they trash, they just be like, look, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's some guys out here who really think that they're good men or good guys and they really be like, you really not a mm-hmm. good guy.
And it's like, it's the smallest things, like, I don't know, never mind. Because I just want to go off on one person, and you know who I'm talking about because you just spoke of him.
Okay.
But I don't want to do that to him.
Okay, don't do it.
Yeah, I ain't going
to
do it.
Don't do it, dear. I do it. What you want me to say?
I don't want to do him like that, so I'm going to go ahead and chill.
But yeah, I just think it's guys who think that they're good guys. They're not. I mean, it's like somebody who think he a good guy, then he be in my friend's DMs.
Oh, God.
He, you know, oh, am I hitting it? Am I saying what you want to not? Oh, oops. I said it.
Oops. Sorry.
But like, you sit up here and talk about what a man will do. What
do we talk about? I do that. I send flowers.
You a fuck boy.
I do that. You are a fuck boy.
And I'm just sorry to say.
And I'm sorry, quite frankly, you're just thirsty.
And that's that on that. And that's fine. But that's who you are. But don't try to portray like you are a good guy or a gentleman. And you're not. Like, you're not. So that's
actually,
okay.
Actually, y'all the Detroit Lions, for everybody who know what post I'm talking about. Losers. Why y'all are talking about we the Detroit Lions?
Y'all are the Detroit Lions, okay? Y'all are the Cincinnati Bengals. Y'all know I know my sports. Y'all don't understand. I love football.
This girl here.
But yeah, it's guys like that, like who think that they're good guys and you really are not. Like, please believe. Please get your thoughts together and see how you act and see what you do and the things that you do and see why you're not getting no play.
Mm-hmm.
Because little do you know, word spread fast. Anyway, so good dating experiences. I'm really trying to think of like good dating experiences I've had over this past year.
Mine was good sometimes. I was about to say, mine was going good.
I think, so the ones that work, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to sit up here and just be portraying like I'm just this saint.
Oh, no, of course.
Because it's a couple that probably could have been good. But I probably was like, I'm straight. And I just feel too like, I don't know. It's just like at the time, I was really just like, I'm not really trying to be serious and like settle it on down like with somebody
else.
You
are like ultimately mean to the ones that you shouldn't be mean to.
I do sometimes. I do that.
But see, I'm mean to everybody, so it don't even matter for me. But you're mean to the wrong ones.
I mean to all of them. Mm. Oh, that's not true. Because the ones who mean to me, I be like, oh, I like him.
like a fool. Like, what is wrong with you, girl?
Like, what do you like about somebody who cuts you out and tell you to shut up?
That is insane to me.
Yeah, okay. Dang, that just makes me sound horrible. But
you said you like when they sprinkle a little toxicity on
Just give me a little toxicity, please. Yeah. Like, it gives it flavor. Mm-hmm. Give it flavor. A little, you know, like when you eat ramen noodles back in college and you have to put all the seasonings on there.
And you got to, like, spice it up a little bit, too.
And it'd be so
it's
good.
Like
you can't just get the little you can't just get the little packet mm-hmm. that they give you. You got to put something extra on it for it to be good. That's how I like my relationships to be. But anyway.
I hate you. I do hate you.
Put
so
a little
much.
Bit of hot sauce on there, some garlic powder.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, okay, now it's hitting. Because before, uh-uh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think some of them did start off fun. I would say fun, not good.
So last boo was, he started off fun. Like, I was really like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, do he got friends?
Right.
Then he said, I said, you got single friends? He said, what do you mean by single?
That's like, what I single, knew, single? Like,
and I'm like,
hate him. I hate him.
Are you a whore just like your friends? But yeah.
I hit him up too the other day and I was drunk. You know, I had a death in the family for everybody who don't know. So I've been with the fam drinking and stuff every day. And I hit him up the other day, girl. And I had text, I think just like, what you doing? Girl, he texted me back the next morning like, good morning. I deleted his number.
He always does that. He always pretend like you didn't say something the night before and he text you good morning.
I don't even care what I said. I'm a new person this morning. Bye.
New me, who this? First of all.
I ignored the shit out of him after that.
Yeah, he's weird.
He got BDE though.
Okay. Do y'all want to know what BDE is?
You got big dick energy.
That's what it means. So if anybody has BDE, I'm that's what we're just talking like, about. Big dick energy.
So I'm almost like, should I just like get the BDE? Or just leave him where he
is? No, because I think you kind of like him.
Not really.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Or you would not be like annoyed.
But no, because if I was just like having like casual hookups. Encounters with him, then it'd be different. I wouldn't trip. But because you try to portray yourself to be like this, oh, I think you're amazing. Like, I think you're an amazing woman. You make me want to get my shit together. Like, I want to be able to take care of you when you shut the fuck up. Because you lied. You are a fuckboy just like the rest of them.
Just like the rest.
So, for me, I'm just like, what if so I do you just think keep you him just... in my back pocket? Like, just on some BDE shit.
But do you think that you could... I mean, because I know you say that you can, like, separate the feelings
from... Well, you know that.
So do you think you could just do that and, like, really be like, okay, like, I'm hitting you up because this is what I want and, like, that's it? And, like, not...
Actually, I think I'm going to text him today and say, yep, that's exactly what I want. Are you okay with that?
Oh, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all what he say because this is about to be good.
I'm going to text him. Damn, I don't have his number.
Oh, we gonna find it. I know how to look it up on your online thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I'm gonna do.
You know, because I'll be deleting people's numbers up. Like, oops, I didn't mean to do that. I really want your number back.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on my AT&T app and get his number back, and I'm gonna hit him back. Like, how about we just do this? Because I don't have anybody.
If he say yeah, he's really a fuckboy and just like
yeah, and I don't care
at that point.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do that.
Me, I'm the total opposite. I'd
be in her feelings.
I'd be so like, I like him.
If she said that to a guy, like, she would literally say something like that to a guy.
And don't mean it none.
And don't mean it. And they would respond and be like, oh, of course. And you'd be like,
why he don't like me? Why he didn't say no? That's not what I want. I want to marry you. I'm bending knees.
Yeah, she want marriage and kids and shit. I'm different.
That's what I want.
I mean, I do too. No, I don't. Anyway.
Hopefully my husband listening to the episodes. I'm really not like this, baby, I swear. I don't need no toxicity.
If my husband out there, I am, but I would change for you, baby.
Okay, so the next question is, what's the best quality you've learned about yourself from past experiences?
The best quality?
The best quality. Now, you got one thing that you can say. You
girl, I am toxic Tanisha. I cannot. Who? What?
Toxic Tanya.
What's the best quality I got?
I'm sick of you.
I am very submissive, though.
Okay. It always got to go back to sex, bitch.
No, not just sex.
Oh.
Like, I like to cook dinner for my man and bring him his food on the couch while he's watching TV. Like, I just love that. Like, I do. Like, I just
I can't wait to hear this.
I like being... Like, just like, ooh, I'm a lady and he a man and I just want to be... I just want to be...
Oof. So you sound like playing the gender role.
Yes,
like
I love it.
That's your best.
Girl,
quality.
I'm like so bad. People going to be like, what? Girl, I would make my man play on a regular plate and put everybody else's shit on a paper plate.
I don't think that's a would.
Like, girl, I don't play that. My man played this one on a real porcelain dish.
That you're going to have to wash off. Like, look, this how much
ain't
I love
no
you.
Other dishes.
This how much I love you. I'm a cook and clean.
And people look at me crazy. I don't care. I will serve my man a plate on a regular plate.
I don't think that's like...
And my friends is getting a paper plate. Sis, I love you, but you got to get this paper plate.
Because you're not clean up after us.
Okay. And my man is getting...
I see where you going with that.
Yeah.
Everybody getting a paper plate.
This is me. And it's so crazy that I'm like this, but I just love that shit. Like, I like... So if I had a real man...
I think because you got a strong personality, so you want somebody that's like...
Make you feel like...
Alpha male. Like, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to give me a man.
I cannot stand a beta male. Oh. Anyway, I'm not trying to bash nobody, but.
Moving on.
Anywho.
So what's yours?
I think my best quality is, I don't know, I'm very empathetic. Like, I can, like.
Put yourself in
their shoes.
Yeah, I'm not. That's so bad.
Yeah, I feel like.
If kids, though, I'm like that, but that's it.
Okay, because she work at a school. Yeah, like when I'm like dating guys or like I'm like from my last relationship, I really was like, okay, I'm gonna put myself in his shoes, and that helped with like arguments and stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like let's not take it all the way up here. Like, let's keep it like at a good.
That's
four,
a good quality
five.
To have though, because you can kind of be like, okay, I get where he's coming
yeah,
from.
Yeah, or like how you feel or why you would feel that way. I think that's like one thing that I definitely have grown in, just being empathetic. And that's just in general, like just with people in general, with friends and everything too, just like being able to be like, okay, how would you feel if I did that type of thing? So I think that's like my best quality. Now, what's the biggest flaw? Now, mine is about to be so contradictory, though. It's about to sound so crazy. But what's the biggest flaw?
Do I go first?
Go ahead.
I have a bad problem with telling people about themselves.
Girl.
Because what did you say live? I should play that video.
Carisha, please.
If I knew exactly what video it was, I would play it. But
you don't have no chill, honey.
Yeah, I don't have no chill. And I literally will tell a guy, like, if I think a dude is like...
Broke.
Okay. I was not even going to say
broke. You was going to say broke.
But I was going to try to put it in a different way.
Oh, okay. Poor.
So if I feel like a dude is broke, I'm going to let him know. Like,
you are sickening.
You have to get your shit together. Like, I don't want you and you're poor. And I want you to know that.
And
like,
that's how she said... No, that's actually a nice way that you're saying it right now.
I think poor is more mean than broke.
No, but I'm saying like, you're poor and I want you to get your shit together. Like,
oh, no.
You'll be like, you broke as fuck. You ain't got no fucking money.
Yes.
Why the fuck you ask me for gas money, you broke ass? I'm like, God damn, sis.
And my ex
the nigga know he broke.
My ex used to be like, I swear me and you will prosper so much if you just learn how to talk to me. I don't know how.
That's sad.
I don't know how. Get your shit together.
Oh, child.
Get your shit together.
We all got things that we need to work on. You ain't got to bash the man.
How long he been working on this?
Okay, but that's not the only guy that you said that.
I've never really called nobody else broke. I promise I haven't.
Not broke, but that's not the only guy who's complained about you.
Oh, yeah. My mouth is a motherfucker, and I'm working on it.
Like, she'd be like, that's why your mama was a crackhead. She overdosed at 95.
Okay.
No.
That's a reach. Okay, it's not.
It's not a reach.
I got to get better.
You don't have, it's nothing. It's off limits. And no, it's no chill. It's like,
somebody be cringy. Like, that's why you fat. And I'd be like, ain't your mama an alcoholic? Like, what?
Just drank herself into oblivion. Why are you talking to me? You mad at me because your mama don't know how to control herself for her liquor. And it just be like, it goes into a whole thing where you have to do the Homer Simpson thing. Like, you have to go in the bushes. Like, let me just
and
ease
they be crying.
On out.
I done made so many people cry in my life.
What is wrong with you?
It's not intentional. It's just like, I hurt people. Like, don't try to hurt me. Fat, it might be something that make me hurt.
So now you gonna talk about somebody, mammy?
Yes.
Oh, that's just not right.
Don't come for me. I know how to argue.
I mean, well, I wouldn't say, because I'm trying to think about how I argue.
You don't argue with who, sis?
Come on, I don't be arguing because I don't got time. I ain't about to argue with these bitches. I'm going to hang up. I ain't about to have
I definitely don't argue with
them. Shout out to Cash Job. But yeah, I don't know. If I'm arguing with you, you done piss me off.
I'm not never drinking another squirt ever.
If I argue with you, you have took me to the point of no return. And I'm not even about to argue. I want to fight at this point. I ain't going to lie.
Most of the time when I argue with my dudes, I definitely want to fight. For sure. Like, off top.
But they should want to fight you because you just said something rude and reckless to them.
But they don't. They just be like, baby, I'm trying to get better.
Like, go sit in the corner.
You're weak.
AF.
Okay. So
AF and F.
We know what our flaws is. What's next?
I didn't say my flaw.
You did. Oh.
I never said
you said Joe. Okay.
My flaw is I'm stubborn. Like, I need
Capricorn
my way.
Shit.
I need my way or it's going to be the house. Like, if somebody tell me, like, you need to do this or else. If I don't want to do this, I'm going to be just or else. Because it's not going to happen.
That is a super Capricorn trait.
I know. And it's bad. And I know it's like that. And sometimes I'll be trying to identify it and stop doing it. I can't. I'm sorry. I tried.
I wish I was stubborn. Because if my ex called me, I'm probably answering. And that's so dumb.
Yeah, I can definitely, like, ignore somebody, cut people off, and, like, never talk to them ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get cut off, it's a wrap. Like, if I don't want to talk to you no more, it's not happening.
Girl, I'm literally, like, the least stubborn person in the world. And it's sad. Like, I would literally get
because I was trying to be stubborn for you on Sunday. You talking about something. Such and such about to pull up. I'm like, uh-uh. Mm-mm. For what? We was downtown.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. I'm like, I'm being stubborn for you. Like, no.
That was Saturday, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was Saturday. I'm getting my days mixed up.
I'm like, Sunday is when I found out what happened in our family. But, yeah, I'm not stubborn, and I really wish I was. Like, you, with the type of personality that I have, you would think I was. Mm-hmm. But I'm not.
Yeah, because you be giving in. I'd be like, what? You talk to who?
I give in so easily.
I thought we was mad at him.
Like, I give it. I hate it. I hate it, but I still be knowing in the back of my mind, like, when I really do be done with this man,
it's a wrap.
He will never, ever, ever be able to talk to me again. So I just take it. I use that as, like, my leverage a little bit, mm-hmm. even though it's not good. But
yeah, I'm just, something wrong with my brain, because I just be thinking, like, you're disposable.
Yeah.
I can replace you.
Mm-hmm. But see, if I could easily replace people, I would never be, I would be stubborn, too. But I don't have, whatever.
A penis? Because I feel like, I'm about to go down the rabbit hole. Okay, so does the past affect how you date going forward?
My past super handedly affects how I move going forward. Because, like, I'm just thinking back to when I was, like, 16. So I remember being 16 and, like, dealing with an older dude, because I've always dealt with older men since I was in high school. So I remember being 16 dealing with an older dude, and he always had a bunch of bitches. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just speaking on, like,
he was older too. So.
Yeah, so it was just like, he thought, like, oh, she in high school. I ain't about to. So, like, with him, it was like, I saw that firsthand, like, when him, I was young. So I'm like, ooh, this is how the game is. Like, I tell him all the time, like, you taught me the game. Honestly, as sad as it sounds.
Oh, wow.
You taught me the game. So it's like, that past experience really showed me how I'm supposed to move. And I promise you, I ain't never seen nothing no different than that. Like, everything that I saw with him is kind of how it really is. How mm-hmm. it still is from, what, 10 years ago. So that past experience definitely taught me how to maneuver through every relationship that I've ever been in. So I really don't go into things thinking, like, everything going to be perfect. And which is sad, because it should be,
I
like,
mean, you, it's, everything not going to be perfect, but optimism is good to have.
No, yes. And I do have, I have optimism, but I still know that people ain't shit. And it don't matter what, in what situation you in.
True.
Friendships, relationships. So I go into things just knowing that, and it just helps me maneuver with people. So that just one thing just showed me how to just go through life as far as dealing with people in the general. So, like, how we talk about friendships and how friends really don't be shit sometimes. True. I done been friends with people for 10 plus years, and I realized when I got older, like, you really never was shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, certain things help you see through a different lens. Like, I probably, if I would have never did that, I probably would have been naive. Like, if I would have never dealt with him, I probably would have been naive.
I wouldn't say naive. And it's just, like, sometimes, I don't know, like, is it manifestation? I don't know what I'm trying to say. But I think or just, like, what you expect something to be. Like, sometimes it turns out certain ways because you just have your guard up, and it just might be, like, you miss out, or you don't see, like, the goodness or the whatever, like, the opposite is, because you know, like, there's something bad. So you might just hone in on it. Like, okay,
I don't,
what is going to be the thing that's going
to. That's how I am. I think I just know life. Like, regardless, like, we from Detroit. This a dog-eat-dog.
It is a dog-eat-dog city.
Yeah, so, like, people just don't have good intentions here, for real, for the most part.
Which is true, but I think, too, though, because, I mean, being back for the short amount of time I've been here, being away, I remember when I used to come back home, I used to say, like, why everybody got an attitude? Like, why is everybody so upset? Why is everybody mm-hmm. so mad? You know, I used to really think that. But then I think, too, it's all about your environment. It's about who you surround yourself with. Like, if you surrounding yourself with people who not doing nothing, they going to be negative. But they don't have that.
At 16, that's what I was doing. Yeah. Like, so that's what I mean. So, like, I was being around people and seeing things that I was just like, okay, this is how people really are. And sometimes when you in the city, that's the mindset that you got to have, because you're going to meet a lot of people like that regardless of how you put it. Everybody come from a hustler. Mm-hmm. No matter what they did in their life, we from Detroit. Everybody came from a hustler or something like that of that sort. So, like, I just had a mindset of just, like, and it's probably bad, I don't know, but expect the worst. I mean, what is it? Expect the...
You prepare... Well, you want the best, but you prepare for the worst.
Right.
Basically.
So that's kind of the mindset I have, because that's just all I know. I ain't never seen nothing different than that. That's just my life.
And it's funny that you said it, because, like, just thinking about our previous episodes, when you always, like, you know, I'm optimistic, so I'm always, like, you know, because I just try to see the good in people sometimes, even if I know Yeah. Like, there is bad. Like, I'm not naive and not thinking, like, people are don't have bad in them. But I really try to take it as, like, people do mean well for the most part. Like, a lot of times people don't want to, like literally, like, I want to go out and hurt everybody I meet. But sometimes that's just what they do. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think, like, people have, like, really, like, true intentions to really just be like, okay, like, when I leave out the house today, I'm trying to, like,
oh, yeah,
fuck
course.
Shit up and then leave. Like, I think that sometimes...
I mean, that's factual. It's just the things that... Yeah, it's the things that you go through. I went to school for criminal justice. I know that firsthand. So, like, it's not that people don't have the intention, but it's, like, the environment that we grew up in. Everybody that I know has grew up in some form of poverty.
Mm-hmm, true.
Or some type of extreme situation. So, like, it's not that I wake up and be like, I don't give a fuck about you. And why you think I dealt with my ex so long? While we talking about exes, like, I know that he's hurt. He's right. Still hurting from his childhood.
From his past.
So he don't mean no harm.
That's how he's dealing with his
so
life.
So he grew up off survival. I grew up off love.
Mm-hmm.
Survival, you're going to try to survive no matter what. So your instincts are different.
Right.
Very different.
Right, but that's why I'm saying, like, I don't think people have bad, people don't really have bad intentions. Like, sometimes it's really just what they know. I don't think people really are trying to be bad. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
People do bad things.
But... And I deal with people that I shouldn't have for that very reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, so I guess that's just it with that. So, like, I don't know. It's really hard to discuss, like, how I'm very hard with words when it comes to things like that. Because it's just, like, I've been through... I already got no good shit to say about relationships that I've been in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got shit good to say. So it's hard for me to, like, put words together to explain why I feel the way I feel. Because I ain't never seen different.
Yeah, and I think, okay, so I'm just going to say, like, does the past does affect how I date going forward in both ways, like, good and bad ways. In the bad ways, it kind of makes me, I wouldn't say... It makes me a little more reserved.
Right.
Like, in a lot more, I would say, like, stand up for myself. Like, stick to what I want. Stick to what it is. Because, like, in past situations, I might let some, like, this and that slide. And it's not even, like, letting something slide as far as, like, I'm going to let this slide and it's, like, egregious. But it might be something, like, that I know I really, literally do not want and I accept it. Or I look passive because it's like it's not that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it ends up being something that kind of just like maybe be a factor as far as us working out or not.
Mm-hmm.
So just being able to like stand up for myself more and like really like sticking to my standards, sticking to what I want, my wants and my needs, like sticking to those things and not feeling bad about, you know, things. Because there were certain things, like especially like with my ex, that I said I didn't want to do or I wouldn't do with a guy or I wouldn't. And I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it's kind of like, I look back on it and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just all a learning experience. And then like, and I will say like, from my past, I've learned, like, how men are supposed to treat women.
Yeah. I think you said that last episode.
Yeah, I've learned. I definitely learned, like, how I'm supposed to be treated by a man. And I learned, like, you know, it's like, I don't know if it's, like, that it factor. Like, when you just have, like, a situation where you know that like, he's into you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more than just, like, the surface or whatever. Like, you just know, like, okay, like, he's genuinely interested in who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to identify that is, like, something that I've learned. And it affects, like, how I move now. Because sometimes I'm just like, okay, like, you really don't want anything. Like, and I could just tell by first date, first impressions.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and you,
phone calls.
And sometimes I can't because I ain't never really experienced
what that is.
Yeah.
And some guys, like I was saying earlier, so I posted something in the Shade Room, had posted a question about how long is too long to be in a talking stage. And one of our viewers, shout out to her because she's very supportive. She said 3 months. And I was like, in 3 months, somebody can lie for 3 months.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Somebody can put on a whole front
somebody
for 3 months.
Somebody can lie for six, honestly.
True.
When
you a master manipulator.
Yeah.
For sure, but in six, you better start seeing them red flags.
Yeah.
But if I'm like 3 months, somebody can play a role for 3 months and mm-hmm. just pretend, and then you look up and you be like, now I'm with him and he been cheating on me,
right.
Or you know it's these red flags or whatever. So I just think, like, it definitely, like, the past definitely will I don't care who you are. You can't say, like, everybody gets a clean slate, which is true. Everybody does get clean slates because you don't go into, most people don't go into situations like, oh, he's going to be a cheater, or he's going to do this, or he's going to do that. But you always have, it's like you learn from your experiences for a reason. You've experienced something in order to learn from it. And if you don't learn from your past, then you're going to keep making the same mistakes.
Of course.
So that's just how I feel.
Okay, so
we have a few more minutes, so let's jump into sex with Lex.
Okay, so y'all know I couldn't wait for this part. So on today's segment of Sex with Lex, I want to talk about Big Sean and Jhené Aiko. Is it Aiko? Okay.
I don't know. JJ.
I wanted to pull up the lyric, but she basically said how Big Sean made her come 9 times in one day.
How?
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
A blessing.
She blessed. He blessed.
So I just wanted to talk about, I wanted to ask you first, have a nigga ever made you come 9 times in one day?
No. 9 times in a day? No. Mm-mm. I'm not even going to twiddle my thumbs and think about it. No.
I have had that before. And that's only been one person in my life.
It was literally 9 or more than 9.
I really feel like it's been more than 9.
You didn't die like
I told you, like with him, I felt like I was near death.
Because that, like, sounds like a near death experience to me.
Yeah, like literally near death. So I had to see, like, how do people feel about that? Like, and then, like, a lot of guys was posting that. Y'all not doing that to people. Chill out.
The lies.
So, okay, well, you never had that experience. I definitely have. But I told you, I literally felt like near death, like I'm going to die if I come another time.
I had an experience with somebody. He made me cry. Like, I just was like, please stop. Like, I'm about to just cry so you can feel bad. Stop. Because, like, so I can't even get to 9 because I'm just probably going to just cry.
Yeah. But it's
in a day, so it's not like in a setting. So that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm.
That was like in one little setting. Roundabout. Yeah, it was like 3 times. I was like, all right.
Yeah. But see, he ain't stopping until, like, I need you to, this is what I need you to achieve before we stop. So he don't give a damn. But I'm like, I'm grateful to be able to say, like, oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like you even had that.
Yeah.
Kudos to you and Jhené.
Okay. Because it's very rare.
It's very rare.
But ladies, y'all need to make somebody achieve something, like, close enough, like, set records.
Okay, to get the world record.
Right. Today's goal is 5 times today.
Okay, we gonna practice 5.
Right.
For the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
But yeah, so, yeah, I've never, not 9, baby, Three at once is, yeah, like definitely max.
What, girl, bye.
And then in a day, maybe like 4, maybe.
Yeah.
5, possibly.
Well, okay.
I'm just going to cry because I don't feel like it no more.
Well, thanks, y'all, for tuning in to our segment of Sex with Lex.
Yes.
So we got to wrap it up now.
I want to do a quick little plug. So last episode, we had an advice letter or like a story. Mm-hmm. I definitely enjoyed doing that. So I really hope you guys, you know, that are listening, send us in your stories, your dating stories, advice letters. If you are dating somebody, you want our advice on if he or she is, like, you know, like if you think that they're doing something or not doing something or what you should do next, like, mm-hmm, you know, send that in. Also follow us on Instagram at the Black Girl Podcast _.
Yes. And I wanted to tell people too about Erica. I told her I was going to shout her out on the podcast. All the ladies, follow Wax by Erica. She's a good, she does waxes out of Oak Park, I think it is. And it's at Wax by ARKYAH. And she's really good. She got some good deals. I told her I was going to shout you guys out. Shout her out on there. But we do have to wrap it up now, guys. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Black Girl Podcast _.
Catch y'all next time.